He is part of this Illini program, and I know he's happy to see
a resurgence. You're speaking. I want to hear him say he's happy, man.
It's in his voice. It's in his laugh. Listen. Listen.
You guys are something else.
It's the future.
Down in distance.
On WGNRadio.com.
To meet our football team, and I saw a bunch of eager young men ready to be coached. And all I asked him to do was just trust my plan for how we're going to win football games. And you could see it in their eyes, how they were buying in. This is an exciting time for Illinois football. I'm just blessed and honored, as I say it, to be a part of it and can't wait to take us to that next level. In order for that to happen, a few things have to take place. To the high school coaches out there, we have high school athletes. We need your guys here in town. In town, in Champaign, Chicago, throughout the state of Illinois, staying and playing for the flagship university. And to the high school prospects, first in the state of Illinois, as soon as I can make contact with you, I will be asking you to make your university proud.
Well, it's that time, man. I feel like I need to stand up, fold my arms, do the Chief Illini Way.
That's what you
want
to do?
Oh, man. Dum, dum, dum. You know, get the crowd clapping. It's a lot of happy people in the Chicagoland area and downstate Illinois. If you have been under a rock for the last 3 days, really for the last 4 days, former Chicago Bears head coach, now the head coach, the man in charge in Champaign for the Illinois Fighting Illini, is Lovie Smith, and on the phone with us to talk a little bit more about what has transpired over the last 4 days in Illini land is our own FOP friend of the program. You can follow him at Howard Griffith on Twitter, and you can see him all the time on the Big Ten Network talking about Big Ten football. And I know he's happy because he is part of this Illini program, and I know he's happy to see
you're speaking
a
for
resurgence.
You're speaking. I want to hear him say he's happy, man.
It's in his voice. It's in his laugh. Listen. Listen.
You guys are something else. How's it going, fellas?
Hey, man, we're doing good. Let me just tell you, Howard, got a chance. I was taking part in this Friday of Dancing with Chicago Celebrities, and so I was at dance class getting ready, and I get a phone call and a text message saying, and I see it on my Apple Watch, like, it's going down today. You need to be in Champaign before 2 o'clock. And so I get in my car, get to the station, and head down there. Listen, I'm a guy that played down south, played in the Big East, and then, you know, got a chance to play down south at Miami. I'm not a Big Ten guy. But the feeling that I got at that press conference of all the people in Champaign on that campus, it's something that I've never felt before. And as a guy who loves football, I'm excited for the Illini, and I'm happy for their fans, because it seems like this is going to be something that's going to help this team and this program for the future.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, I think the problem that has been in Illinois football lately is, you know, guys really haven't cared. I mean, I've been telling people Illinois football has been irrelevant, particularly in the city of Chicago. You know, nobody talks about it. It's not written about unless there's some sort of a scandal. And, you know, really to see the Chicago media and also then the national media talking about Illinois football because Lovie Smith is there, you know, is exciting. Now, yeah, we know there's a lot of work to do. No question about that, facilities-wise and all of that stuff. But to have Lovie there, to have our Illinois to have their first African-American coach in basketball or football, because they haven't had one in basketball yet, but we hadn't had one at all until Lovie, you know, put his name on the contract, is really an exciting time for the university. And, you know, we're in the Western Division, Illinois is, and that's a division that can be won. Yes, Northwestern is out there with Pat Fitzgerald, does a great job. Wisconsin, they do a great job. Nebraska, but Illinois has proven in the past that they can get the type of players in that could compete with those schools and then eventually be able to compete with the guys in the Eastern Division, which is going to be tough, but you want to have a team that's going to be competitive. And I think Lovie Smith, the name itself, gives them the ability to open up some of those doors that haven't been open to Illinois football program lately.
Okay, we're happy. Everybody's happy. All the Illini fans, Illini Nation is just. Man, I'm telling you, man. When they came across that he was the head coach, I text Jared and I said, look, this is a game changer, man. You don't understand. Yeah. And it goes right along with what you were saying. The city of Chicago, whether it be talent in the suburbs or talent in the city, didn't care. And it's almost the same right now for basketball. I said this for the last 5 years, the worst football-basketball combination in the Big Ten, I'm sorry to say, has probably been Illinois.
Yeah.
The biggest revenue
sport. Aren't really generating revenue.
Yeah. So with that being said, what is the biggest challenge for Lovie Smith coming in?
You know, I think the first thing he's got to do, and with it being now, I'm sure that he's already passed his NCAA test so he can start going out and communicating with future recruits. But he's got to put a staff together that can hit the ground running. Spring ball is going to be pushed back, so he's got to get the playbook in. You know, there are a lot of things that have to get done. You know, he's got to hire, I think, a great support staff. And now I'm talking about the recruiting department to really make that a robust situation, because I think Illinois was behind the time. Whether they were committed financially to doing that or not is, you know, probably up for debate. But there's no question that Illinois is committed financially now, bringing Lovie Smith in, signing into a 6-year deal, giving his assistants, you know, right there at about $4 million salary pool, which is important because now you can go out and get, you know, some of the top coordinators that you believe that you can attract. You know, obviously he has a lot of relationships in the National Football League, but he's also got to bring some real recruiters in to be able to make that happen and set the table for him so he can get into those living rooms and be able to close the deal. I think it's no doubt that he'll be able to close the deal when he gets to that point, but that's where he has to get to. So, you know, assembling that staff, getting out on the road, starting to recruit, playbook in, you know, I think it's going to be a real exciting time. I think the Illinois High School Coaches Clinic that's put on by Illinois, it's going to be fascinating. I'm sure it'll probably be at capacity, or, you know, they'll probably have to open up more space because, you know, people want to now hear what Lovie Smith's plans are for the University of Illinois.
You know what, Howard? When I got down to Champaign, it was, you know, trying to look at talking to everybody around the program, trying to figure things out. I think before I sat down and at my table and started to look at some numbers, it was about 500 season tickets that were sold up to that point. And then from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock, there was over 1,000 new season ticket holders that were, you know, buying tickets. And so to me, Lovie talked about that he wanted Memorial Stadium to be a place that was going to be feared in the Big Ten, also around the country, so he wants to be able to pack that. But sitting down, and I talked to him for about 10 minutes, did an interview with him, and we went through a bunch of different stuff, and then one question that I asked him, I said, you know what, I'm a kid that's from Illinois. You know, I coming out in 99, they offered me a scholarship. I didn't think twice about it. But I think that if you're here, it makes me open up my mind and say, at least let me get a visit. How are you going to keep Illinois kids in Illinois? And Howard, he perked up from sitting back. He perked up and sat on his chair. And to me, that is one of his main goals of going into this job, is to figure out how to keep in-state kids in-state. Like we talked about with basketball, we haven't been able to do it. It has to start somewhere. If Lovie Smith can do that as well, I think that's going to help him out going to some of these other guys, the top talent in the country. He might not get them, but those doors are going to be open now because of his name and what he brings and what he represents.
Yeah, and that's the key right there. Illinois hasn't had the opportunity, right, to sit down. But how could a kid that's playing, you know, might be playing outside linebacker, might be playing safety, he said, you know what, you kind of remind me a little bit of a Brian Urlacher. There's some things that I see there. And, you know, maybe you can play middle linebacker. Or maybe he's talking to that corner. Yeah. Or maybe he's talking to that running back. And he's saying, hey, you know, Matt Forte, you know, there are a lot of things, or Derek Brooks at Tampa and John Lynch. I mean, if Illinois is smart, let me tell you, if Illinois is smart from a media side of this thing, I would be speaking to those future Hall of Famers and the Hall of Famers that he's coached, right, because there's a lot of them. And I want to quote, you know, sometimes you see what they're saying about Lovie. So that's exactly what the headline would be at the top of the back of the program, and what they're saying about Lovie or what they say about him. Right. So you've got Herm Edwards in there. You've got Tony Dungy. You've got John Lynch in there. You've got Matt Forte, Peanut. The list goes on and on. Right. But all they're talking about is Lovie Smith, the man. They don't say anything, or they don't need to say anything about what he helped them do on the football field. To me, it's really about what he did for them off the field, and how he mentored them is the thing that's really going to resonate, I think, with family. I think, and with those players as well. So he's got his work cut out for him, and I'm not saying this thing's going to happen overnight because it's not, but they're not that far away. But I think it's going to take time to be able to get those elite players into the university, because, you know, they still have to qualify. Yeah. Admissions is an issue. They'll say it's not an issue. They may try to poo-poo it and say, it's an issue. Because kids aren't accepted into a general studies program. They're accepted into, whether it's the business school, communications, psych, whatever it is, they're accepted into those colleges. So that makes it more difficult. But I think they'll be able to attract the kids, because academically, you know, it has everything you want. They just have to be able to show the plan that they want to do on the field. And I think, you know, the door's going to be wide open. You know, people want to hear. They're going to be interested. They just have to find a way to close the deal.
Well, you know what, Howard? I'm going to tell you this. I know one program that is going to get a little bit worried, and that's Northwestern, because if you're getting – you're talking about –
it's not just Northwestern. Notre Dame.
Northern Illinois. I mean, we're talking about – this is going to change the landscape.
All of those programs.
In this, I mean, when you have Northwestern, who has billboards up on 90 when I drive in saying that this is Chicago's – you know, the Chicago's team. And I mean, this is – it's going to change the landscape of how this is all put out. But you did say something that jumped out to me, because I thought about this and I didn't get a chance to ask Lovie this, because my question, there was a person right before me and then they stopped the questions, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh man. But yeah, it's not like Miami, where when I went to Miami, guys that came back to like practice with us, I mean, I'm going up and you got Ray Lewis coming back. You had guys that are coming back to the program who played there, who we looked at and idolized, or were big time names. Mm-hmm. How big do you think that Lovie Smith's going to be? Not just to bring back guys that from future in the program that guys know, like yourself, that come back and be a part of it. Do you think he's going to be open to having former players coming back and be a part? Because I think that's a big deal for recruits and kids seeing the unity of the new guys and the old guys that came mm-hmm. before them.
Yeah, I think he'll be, you know, very receptive to doing that. And I'd say, you know, Miami is a very, very unique, as you know, place, yeah. right? But if you look around college football, most guys that play college football, once they graduate and once maybe that coach is gone and they've had some changeover, there's really no connection, right? They really don't have that connection to the university. And I've talked to several guys, and they all feel that way. A lot of them feel that way. All of them don't. I mean, guys that go to Ohio State don't have that issue. But for the most part, in Michigan as well. But I can tell you, speaking for Illinois, guys don't feel connected. I'm going to tell you now that when the spring game happens, the weather is usually miserable in Champaign. But guys will be flocking back for several reasons. One, to support the program, which they haven't really supported. Now they feel like there's hope. Another reason is going to be, well, maybe it's because Illinois has hired its first African-American coach, and they want to support that, and they want to be around that and see what he has to offer. And there's going to be a lot of recruits that are going to start to go to Champaign. And that's why I mentioned earlier, he's got to pass that NCAA test so he can be done with that, so he can get out and interact with the 2018 kids that come to campus, the 2017 kids that come to campus. Because as we've been talking throughout this interview, there are a lot of people that are going to want to come to the University of Illinois to see. I mean, they want to see. And a lot of these in-state kids, they want to go to Champaign, but really have not had a compelling reason.
Yeah,
there's really no compelling reason to go there in the previous few years.
I agree. This staff he's putting together sounds like a great staff. You talked about how important the assistants will be with that $4 million salary pool. Garrick McGee, who was the offensive coordinator at Arkansas with Ryan Mallett. He's offensive coordinator mm-hmm. at Louisville now, possibly getting him. Hardy Nickerson, linebackers coach with the San Francisco 49ers. We know him. Great linebacker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when Lovie was there, possibly being your defensive coordinator. And then Luke Butkus is going to be retained. He's going to deal with offensive line. Mike Flair is going to deal with the defensive line. Who is the star recruiter? Every staff needs a star recruiter. Is it in these names that I've mentioned, or is Lovie still searching for that guy?
Well, McGee is one of those potential stars. I mean, he's an aggressive recruiter everywhere he's been. You know, he spent some time at Northwestern, and I'm almost positive he was a minority coach. He did the minority internship with Lovie with the Chicago Bears earlier. While Lovie was the head coach, so I think he has the potential. He can be that guy and will be that guy if they indeed name him. There are some other guys that are out there that I would love for him to go after. And that's the thing. You know, we talk about guys like Tony Dungy. People just love him and want to be around him. That's how this guy Lovie is, as you know. I mean, his former players love him. The coaches that have coached for him still love him. I think one of the most fascinating stories that really came out and didn't get a lot of play was with Ron Turner. Lovie fired Ron Turner as his offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
But Lovie Smith doesn't get the job in Champaign if Josh Whitman doesn't talk to Ron Turner and doesn't validate and say, yeah, he is the guy. He is a great guy. Now, he fired him. So what does that tell you, you know, about the man that Lovie Smith is, that he can fire a guy and people still have a great deal of respect for it? You know, they're still friends. And as Lovie said, you know, he just had to go in different directions. But those are the types of things that I think, you know, give Illinois fans hope, to give, you know, I think when recruits listen, give them hope as well, so maybe the program's going to head in the right direction, man. But they got to get facilities straightened out. That's the other thing. You talk about recruiting, you better have some star recruits, but you better have some nice facilities. And right now, just in the Western Division, you know, Illinois is towards the bottom, although they have the stadium renovation.
You can be honest about that. I'll say the bottom. I played in Empey in the 90s.
Yeah. I'll say this though. Northwestern's are worse. Okay. Purdue's are worse. But here's our problem. Northwestern's getting ready to build a beautiful facility on the lake. It's going to be unbelievable. So now that's going to push them ahead of Illinois. Purdue's doing some new things. I think they're still in the process of raising money, but they're doing a new football building. Iowa has a brand new football-only building. The best building, I tell you right now, in the conference belongs to Iowa because it's brand new in the way it's set up. Minnesota is in the process of building a new building. So, you know, you talk about facilities in the race, the arms race when it comes to facilities. Illinois is not there, but guess what? Guys are going to open up their checkbooks now because they're excited about Lovie Smith. So it goes hand in hand. So, you know, Illinois has made the commitment. Josh now can walk up to these donors and say, well, you know, how committed are you? Yeah, you've been talking about what you were going to do, but now it's time to write a check because we need this new building in the south end zone. What are you going to do?
Howard, I know some big donors already who are super excited. I can't name names, but I know that they are super excited about this. But you mentioned the name, Josh Whitman, and it coming into the job. I mean, he's done a heck of a job already making a splash early on in his career at Illinois. But just the relationship and seeing what he's done already to improve that program, and talking about that he gave that vote of confidence to John Gross in the basketball program, you can't tell me that he's not already thinking about making some moves. He made a big splash with football. He needs to make a big splash maybe in basketball. But already what he's done, this is going to be instrumental, and you're probably glad that the university has him as the AD.
Oh, the dude is a leader. I mean, it takes 3 or 4 minutes to listen to him in a press conference and understand that, you know, he knows what he's doing. Yes, he hasn't handled the budget that he's now handling at Illinois, but, you know, as I said, you know, leadership qualities aren't defined by where you work. You know, just because you may be at a Division III school doesn't mean that you're a poor leader. You know, you can be at the number one school in America and be an awful leader, be an awful boss. And when you listen to the things that come out of his mouth, when he talks about leadership, player development, even when he talks about developing the people that are there on the staff right now, there are things that he says that say, yeah, he gets it. And, yeah, it's going to take time. This thing's not going to happen overnight. But to be smart enough to say, okay, I got to pull the trigger here. I know this thing isn't perfect. It is not necessarily the best way to fire somebody, but is it ever a good way to fire somebody? I mean, we know a little bit about that, you know, being at the game and all. So, you know, there's always some tough situations that you have to go through. But to me, he's shown great leadership being on the job really for a week, full-time on the job. It hasn't been a week yet, but has made some bold moves. And he just has to continue to keep moving forward. But, you know, giving Gross a vote of confidence I thought was important because there are people out there that would have said, hey, Gross needs to go. You know, there are people out there that are saying that. But I think, you know, you have to continue to let them build. But when you have a chance to get a star, that's what it comes down to. If it wasn't Lovie Smith, this thing doesn't happen, right? But because it was a huge upgrade in coaching, they were able to make the move. And, you know, the administration it's been beat up too. When you talk about the chancellor and the president, the interim chancellor, they've been beat up through this whole thing too. But I think you have to give them a lot of credit in identifying Whitman and allowing him to make this move, because they could have sat back and said, oh, no, this doesn't make sense. But they were open-minded to it, and they realized the value that Lovie Smith brings not only to the football program but to the university as a whole.
You mentioned surrounding programs like Iowa and Northwestern, and you can even go to Northern Illinois. And the one thing people have to realize about the recruiting here in the state of Illinois is that you can recruit in this state and establish the trenches. Historically, that's what you can do. Iowa has done it. Northern Illinois has done it. Northwestern, you can get offensive linemen. You can get defensive linemen. You can get linebackers. That's what Illinois was historically able to do. Out of the state of Illinois, get great, impactful linebackers. So with that being said, getting the base here, galvanizing the state, galvanizing the high school programs to be once again connected to Illinois, give me your timeline to keep the Illini Nation patient. What's your timeline to say by year blank?
You know, I think realistically, I think you'll start to see recruits that are going to commit to Illinois this upcoming year that are going to be excited. He's going to have a chance to sell playing time. I'd say 2 years before he's right in the mix of competing for the West. And I'm not saying that he can win the Big Ten in 2 years. I'm saying that he can be right in the middle of competing for the right to go to Indianapolis and play whoever's coming out of the East. Now, that's a whole other ball game. But I think because he's in the Western Division, I think it's up for grabs every year. You know, as you said, Fitz has done a great job. Ferentz obviously has done a great job. Riley over in Nebraska, those are programs. Wisconsin continuing to do a good job. But those still are programs that Illinois, if it's maximizing their resources as far as the recruiting is concerned, can get better players in. They can, and they should be able to do that. And you just have when you talk just alone, just talking about the population. You know, Northwestern has its own, you know, academics. That's another discussion. But Illinois kids also have to understand too, because Illinois has been beat up a lot talking about, well, you're not recruiting the city, you're not doing a good job recruiting the city. I think what doesn't get talked about is the high school kids in the city that, yes, are recruitable, but make themselves unavailable because they don't meet the academic requirements.
Yeah.
And that's the thing the kids have to get serious about, the head coaches have to get serious about. You have to be able to put your kids in a situation where they can actually accept a scholarship. I mean, they probably had 5 or 6 kids that they had recruited they couldn't take. They couldn't take because, you know, they weren't going to qualify academically. They qualified as NCAA qualifiers, but didn't qualify for Illinois to gain admittance. So that's a little something that has to be overcome as well. But as Lovie said in his press conference, there's no reason when you look at Northwestern and the job that they're doing. I mean, this team that they had last season, I mean, that was one of the most athletic teams I've seen in Northwestern that Pat Fitzgerald's had. So they're able to do it. And they got to travel the country to get it done, but they're doing it. So Illinois has to figure out how to get the kids in that qualify and get them into the university so that they can go out and compete. But I think they could be competing in 2 years. I don't think there's any doubt about it that they should be competing in the West because they're in the Western Division. They should be competing in 2 years. Good for them there in the West, because if it was the East, it'd be a whole nother ballgame.
We've already seen the social media impact of Lovie Smith. He joined Twitter today. His first follow. His first follow was a five-star defensive end. His first follow. See? His next follow was a star linebacker out of Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
He just left.
That's the impact when you talk about a Hardy Nickerson.
Yeah.
So when I talk about, okay, well, you know, how about Derrick Brooks is a Hall of Famer? How about Brian Urlacher? How about, you know, Lance Briggs? You can just continue to go down the list of players, right? And he said, you know what? I see qualities in you like that. You need to come play in my defense. You think they're not lining up to try to figure out how to play in Lovie Smith's defense? Yeah. And couple that with the fact that, oh, you know, I know you want to go to the National Football League. I don't know if you're there yet, right? I know you're not there yet as a player, but if you come into my system, I can show you how you can get there, because I've been there. I've coached those all pros. I've coached those Hall of Famers. I know how to get you there. So, I mean, those are all powerful things when it comes to trying to tap into the recruiter, trying to tap into the recruits as a recruiter. You've got to be able to press those buttons. And, you know, Tampa, it looks like that Tampa area, Miami area is going to be an area that they're going to want to go into, which they should. And if they get Hardy Nickerson on board, obviously with Lovie, and I'm sure they're going to have some other guys that are going to recruit that area, that's going to give them a chance to get some of those players out of there.
He is Howard Griffith from the Big Ten Network. Go right now. Follow him on Twitter at Howard Griffith. When are you guys going to start your spring football tour?
Well, my spring football tour has kind of gotten a little confusing, because I've got a 2018 kid that's pretty good. So he's got me everywhere but Big Ten schools right now. So he's wearing me out. So I'm trying to figure it out. But I'm sure, you know, Illinois, I was actually thinking about going down to their pro day, just to, you know, talk with Lovie a little bit. But, you know, that place will be jam-packed tomorrow when they have their pro day. So, you know, I got to get down to Champaign, see how things are going down there. But, you know, I obviously want to get up to Northwest. And there are a lot of good storylines in this conference once again. Ohio State, Michigan State, always going to be big storylines.
Yeah, Bears need a defensive end. You think Jahad Ward would be a good pick?
For the Bears, this is a real deep draft for defensive linemen. And I think there might be some guys that might be available to the Bears other than Ward. But I think he has a lot of – he's raw, in my opinion. He's a real raw talent. But I think if he's coached up right, you know, you can put him into a situation. But I think he needs to go into a situation where, there's some other veterans around that can help him continue to develop and not go into a situation, in my opinion, where he's going to be looked at as the guy that's got to come in and make the difference. I don't think he's that guy right now. But I think he has the ability to be a, an unbelievable pro.
All right.
All right, Howard, man,
Howard,
we appreciate you, man.
All right, guys. It's always good.
Always good, man. Howard Griffith right there here on Down and Distance. As always, we convert. Look forward to next week as we dive into more different interviews. But have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. We're here now. We're gone. Peace.